Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Monday, November 23rd, and this morning I am joined by Matt Schoolfield at schools_01 and Boomy at Boomy TCF. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago. This morning we'll be talking about this NFL Sunday. It's week 11. We got a full recap of that. We got a lot of NBA free agency to talk about, and then we have Boomy's wacky web story. If you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. If you want to go over to the YouTube page, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. Subscribe to the YouTube page and then watch all. We have our morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, all that's going on there. And then wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. Give us that 5-star rating. If it's anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. I got their shirt on tonight, the north side. If you want a shirt like this, go over there. And at the checkout, use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout. For 15% off of your purchase. Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. We love them over there. Boys, how is the weekend going for you guys? It looks like Maddie's not having a great time in general. And we know, luckily for me and Matt, we didn't have to worry about the Bears today. We were the only team in the NFC East.
It was a plus weekend for us.
NFC North. We're the only team not to lose.
Yeah, weekend sucked. Yeah, obviously we'll talk about the Packers, but college football
we gained ground in the race too, dude. We gained ground in the race this week.
Just
only way you can.
Also, just awful gambling. Gambling weekend.
Team. Yeah, stupid hat. Your stupid team.
No, I only wore it.
I hate your stupid team.
Early. I only wore it because the last
I knew you were going to wear it, too.
Where's the Packers gear this week? So pick off, Matt. That's the only reason I kept it on, because I knew you were going to say something.
I hate your stupid team.
I love it. I love it.
Good.
Because we are going into Bears-Packers week this coming week, next Sunday. We'll be doing that. I got some ideas for some Facebook lives, because with this loss, it's going to be a little more interesting this week than it would have been with a win, honestly. It is a huge difference. Let's just get right into it. We got week 11, boys. We're cooking through the season here. Week 11, that sucks. But the Bears have a bye week this week, so we got games every single week. But Boomy, do you get the games for us this week 11 Sunday?
Yes, sir. Starting off in the NFC North, the Lions got thumped in Carolina by a guy who started in the XFL 9 months. They lose to the Panthers 20-0. Matthew Stafford, 18 for 33, 5 sacks. I mean, awful. PJ Walker. It looked like a stud out there. I mean, he threw 2 interceptions, but 258 yards. Good God.
Bad.
It's an ugly game. Neither team's going to the playoffs, but 20-0 in Carolina without Teddy Bridgewater, without Christian McCaffrey. Holy cow.
Not good.
Hand up if you played the over in that one.
Whoops.
I played the over in the Saints-Falcons game.
Yeah.
Same-sies.
Falcons forgot how to score.
They forgot they had a game. In probably one of the better games of the weekend, though, the Tennessee Titans take care of the Ravens in Baltimore in overtime, 30-24.
Boys.
Man, that was a put up or shut up game.
Dude, the Ravens, they're not playing well right now.
The Ravens stink. Can I just say, is there a better player in overtime NFL football than Derrick Henry right now? Is there a better weapon to have?
No.
Because when the opposing defense is that tired at this point, give it to your 250-pound absolute machine running back and just let him cram it down their throat. And that's all he does.
I like the
one
Titans,
long
too. They're a good team. The Titans are a good team, I think.
They got a really dynamic offense, too. Between him and A.J. Brown, it's
together,
like give those guys the ball and get the F out of the way.
They're starting to get good at – I mean, I know they've I think they're 2-5 or 2-3 in their last five, but like they've had good showings and they do look like a team that they look very similar to.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't say they're this good team, but they have potential.
Yes, and this is exactly what happened last year. Didn't the Titans go to like the NFC or the AFC championship
in the second half?
Yeah, and that's kind of exactly what they're starting right now. They're starting to get into a rhythm. They're starting to play well, and they beat. I mean, Baltimore's going to be in the playoffs. They're not the team they were last year, but I mean, that's a good win to go on the road in that division.
Defense is getting healthy too. So yeah, as much as anything, the secondary is getting healthy for that team that was a liability for a while. So
yes,
could be an interesting team come the playoff time again this year, just like they like you said they were last year.
Potential playoff match. I know they're not in the same division. I don't know why I said that.
Well, again, do you want to face Derrick Henry in January? Because I sure as hell don't.
No, I do not.
I don't think there's anybody that would like to do that because you see what he did last year in the playoffs.
He's a machine, dude. He's an absolute machine. And he's a very smart running back. He's added the brain concept to his game in the last year and a half. And he's the total package now. It's nuts.
100%. The first place Philadelphia Eagles somehow lose and still stay in first place. They fall in Cleveland 22-17.
I saw the best meme ever. It was just four Spider-Men. Is that how I should say it? And it was just all the AFC East.
Yep. That's spot on.
It was like, dude, they're just all bad. No one wants the division.
If I was an Eagles fan, I would poke my eyeballs out after that game today. I watched that game intensely. That game was an absolute dumpster fire if you were an Eagles fan today. Carson Wentz, he's not a good quarterback. Let's just call it like it is. That guy is not a good quarterback. They've got as much problem at that position as anybody. That guy is not he's not a franchise quarterback by any means.
No, not at all. It might be time to go to Jalen Hurts. Guys, the Cowboys in that division are 3-7, are a tie away from being or tied for first place.
It's insane.
That is absurd. So, yeah, the Browns, 22-17. Moving on, the Texans outlast the Patriots, 27-20. Patriots are frauds.
Yeah, they just couldn't get anything going there at the end. I thought they were going to put a touchdown drive together. And
they scored 20 points. You nailed it, Zach. This guy almost threw for 400 yards, and they scored 20 points.
Yeah, it's like what?
That's a joke. That's an absolute joke.
It was insane. Yeah. It's like it's just not the kind of offense you're used to with the Patriots.
Not at all. Not efficient at all. I mean, they're racking up the yards, and they're just not finishing because Houston, let's not beat around the bush, Houston's not a good football team.
Mm-hmm. Is Derek Carr wearing makeup?
Probably. Vegas will do that to a guy.
It looks like he's – or at least something around the eyes. It's weird.
He's got some eyes. He's a pretty guy.
Jacksonville, the Steelers go down there and pull out 27-3. A lot of people have questioned. I mean, Pittsburgh is 10-0. A lot of people question, their ability to get up for a game or play to a competition is what they've been doing a lot lately. But they went in today and
absolutely
Jacksonville. Yeah.
Another team, if I was a fan of, I'd shove something in my eyeballs, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
That organization, talk about perpetually rebuilding.
Hey,
my God.
Maddie, you may want to be careful. The Bears do play them this year.
Well, that could be the two worst offenses in football right there.
Whatever the under is, I'm taking it in that game.
We'll get to the Bears schedule here soon.
No doubt. The Falcons, everybody thought they had a chance because Taysom Hill was starting for the Saints. The Saints win 24-9. Falcons do stink. It's as simple as that. They're just – that offense had nothing going.
No, like – I don't know.
Matt Ryan threw for 232 yards. Taysom Hill only threw for a yard more than Matt Ryan, and he scored 24 points and compared to 9. I mean, they're not good.
He could run around a little more than Matt Ryan.
Yeah, you're right.
That guy's going to get his head taken off, though, too.
Yeah.
He talks a lot, and he runs with his head up, and he's going to get blown up soon.
Yeah, he kind of talks like he's a fullback running back.
Yeah,
like you can't be taking those hits as a quarterback.
Someone's gonna lay him out. He's really gonna have a target on his back here soon.
He had 230 rushing yards. He led the Saints in rushing yards with 51. He had six more rushing yards than Alvin Kamara.
I thought you just said he had 230 rushing yards. I was like, holy cow.
That would have been why. I wouldn't rule that out, but no, passing yards.
I would kill to have Alvin Kamara on my team, too. Like, all salary cap and stuff aside, like, just an electric runner. That guy's just – dynamic.
Hey, Matt, we need a quarterback first, buddy.
We need a lot of things. I'm just saying, give me.
I just Stephen Shade you right there. I said, buddy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just buddy, you dog walked.
I dog walked.
Unfortunately, we saw Joe Burrow's season come to an end as the Cincinnati Bengals lose to the Washington.
Yeah,
but that's 29. What happens when you have an offensive line like that. You get hit too many times. There's just too many chances that can happen.
My man crush on Joe B has been abundant, as you guys know, in the last 2 years. It sucks, dude. That one sucked because he's been playing well. He's showing like the signs of what you want to see in a franchise quarterback as a rookie. They've got some pieces around him. If they could stay healthy, you know, you look at Joe Mixon, he's on IR. You know, AJ Green's been banged up for the last 2 years. If some of these explosive guys that they have could ever stay healthy, he's got pieces. But it all comes back to the offensive line. Just the same problem our Bears have. And you see what Joe Burrow's facing. He's going to have guys up in his ass all game long. And like you said, he gets smashed every week. And it finally caught up to him, Zach, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little surprising with as bad as that line is that he made it to a week 11, to be completely honest with you.
And I love his honesty, too, after the game. He's like, I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
It's like, let's not beat around the bush. Wait till the report comes out Monday. He's like, I blew my ACL. Right. That's what it is. See you guys later. I'll get it fixed.
Exactly. The Denver Broncos continue to be one of the most confusing teams in the NFL. They hold off the Dolphins in Mile High, 20-13.
Tua gets benched, but then also is going to be starter next week.
Yeah, 11 for 20 for 83 yards for Tua. Tough.
They benched him too late because Fitzpatrick wins the game if they bring him in earlier.
They got to have a. I mean, if you're going to do that route and go with that, you almost have to have a shorter leash. But like you said, with Fitzpatrick, Drew Lock, 18 for 30 for 270. I still don't think that
I can't figure that guy out.
Yeah,
he shows talent a lot of times. Then he'll have like three picks. Like he had four picks like he had last week.
Yeah.
They've got a couple weapons too with Judy and Cortland Sutton, you know, a talented receiver. I don't know. I can't figure Drew Lock out to save my life.
I can't figure the Broncos out to save my life. The Jets somehow come back late in the second half to cover at least. They lose the game 34-28 to the Chargers in Los Angeles. But it is nice to see the Jets scoring more than 10 points because it feels like every time I check a Jets score, they've scored 10 points or less. But they pick up 28
today. There's no chance
today.
They win a game this year, is there?
I don't believe so. I just don't see it happening. Let's see, who do they have left? Miami, Las Vegas, Seattle, Los Angeles, Cleveland, New England. So it's not a great outlook for them.
Not looking good.
Not looking good. Unfortunately, the Packers blew a 28-14 halftime lead and lose 34-31 in overtime in Indianapolis. Just bad all around. Aaron Rodgers played about as bad as I remember him playing. Still had 311 yards, but he fumbled a snap very early and throws a bad interception. It never seemed, even when they were up 28-14, it's just like, what's going to happen? It just felt dirty. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. Indy's defense turned it up. The Packers ran six offensive plays in the third quarter. So – tried to even let him in back there at the end, you know, with not running the ball. And
that was horrible block management by the Colts.
Absolutely. And they just, the Colts literally held on like 7 of 11 plays on one drive. It was just unbelievable. They could not stop holding.
So the Packers play the 5-5 Bears. The Packers will be 7-3. The Bears beat the Packers 6-5, 7-4. We'll see you at the last game of the year at Soldier Field. That's how I'm thinking this whole week.
Oh, That's adorable.
Maddie, you are muted.
You're on mute, Matt.
You're muted.
God damn it. If they beat them twice, I get the hat you're wearing. That hat is mine.
Whatever. It's not going to happen, so that's fine.
That would be...
All right.
I can't remember the last time the Bears beat the Packers twice. But hey.
It was a cold, dark day in late 1988.
But is that... You got anything else, Boomy?
Yeah. You know, there's just a lot of... I mean...
No. I meant game.
There's one more, but I want to touch on this real quick. And this goes not even just for Packers fans, but like Marquez Valdes-Scantling put on Twitter that he had received some death threats over his fumble in overtime. Like, if you're going to be that guy, just go away. Like, there's no need for that anywhere in sports. It happens too much. Like, that's disgusting. Come on. We got to be better than that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I saw that right before we got on here. And, you know, you see it. And, like, yeah, you might be thinking you're joking around, but, like, you can't tell context off of Twitter. That's too far. And then the last one before we get into Sunday night's game that's going on as we record, the Vikings had it rolling, and then they lose to the absolutely horrible Dallas Cowboys 31-28 somehow. Wow. I mean, Dallas just got themselves back in the division race in the East. And that game was in Minnesota. I mean, unbelievable.
They stink.
Both of those teams stink. But
like I said, the Bears are the only team in the North that did not lose. So we're good.
The Dallas Cowboys are really
bad. Oh, very
bad.
But, hey, they had Dalton back, so you can say that. Yeah, they're a first-place team right there.
Everyone's a half game out of first place in the East.
It's sickening. And as we record, the Kansas City Chiefs are leading the Las Vegas Raiders 28-24 with about 3 minutes to go in the game.
Pick up the fumble.
This fullback for the Raiders cannot catch a ball.
Well, he's a fullback. He's not supposed to catch passes. He's supposed to get
two pretty big plays here that he's just dropped the ball wide open.
I am impressed at Las Vegas. I mean, and no one really expected much out of them this year, and they've played really, really well. Tonight we do have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Los Angeles Rams at 7:15 on Monday Night Football.
That'll be a good game.
Two playoff teams, I'm going to assume for now.
Yep. So that was the NFL Sunday Week 11 recap. We're quickly coming to the end here. We got, like I said, we're week 11. It's just, it seems like it's flying by, but we got a big game next week at Bears Packers. We'll be doing a lot of content around that. That'll be next Sunday night. So that'll be exciting. But let's move on. We got some NBA free agency. I think it started, was it Friday night? Saturday afternoon?
Free agency? Oh, boy. I don't even,
I think that's just the window.
It just started. I was just wondering when it started.
Yeah. November 20th, whatever that was. So Friday.
Fred Van Fleet, shout out to Fred Van Fleet. He just signed the largest contract for an undrafted player ever.
Yeah.
4 years, like $85 million for the Raptors.
That's a guy who told people not to draft him because he had stuff to work on. You know,
I love it. That's awesome.
Bet on him. Yeah, very cool. A couple other notable ones. Donovan Mitchell signs a big extension to stay in Utah with a max. Jason Tatum stays in Boston with a max deal. Some guys moving. Let's see. Austin Rivers signs with the Knicks. Mark Gasol to the Lakers after. Yeah, that's a big one because they lose Dwight
Rajon
Howard.
Rajon Rondo goes to the Hawks?
Yes.
Right?
Yep, that's correct. Let's see who else did I have.
Bulls had a big
signing. Yeah, big sign. That's one way to put it.
Who was that?
Well, let's see. They matched Denzel Valentine's. Then they picked up
Temple.
We talked about it the other night.
Temple. Is it Temple?
Yeah, Garrett Temple. And then there was maybe there was one. Oh, they signed the kid from Chicago that played at Kansas as an undrafted free agent.
Anthony Davis is still waiting to sign with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Get the guy in here for a visit at least.
Yeah, seriously. Like, do at least do your due diligence. Yeah.
Do a Krause didn't have the band waiting for him at O'Hare like they did with Tim Duncan and Tracy McGrady. You know, like a marching band's going to do it.
Jesus. What is it, 1952? The Celtics signed Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague. Clippers add Serge Ibaka, some of the big names. Chris Dunn, former Bull Chris Dunn, signs with the Hawks. Avery Bradley to the Heat. Gordon Hayward just taking the bag. I mean, just secured it. 120 mil for 4 years with the Hornets.
Guy's got a lot of kids. He's got a lot of kids.
Yeah, seriously. He's got what, like 5 girls or something.
Yeah. So the Celtics, though, I think that they made some pretty good moves.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if that pays off. You know, they've had their woes in the playoffs the last couple of years. So the Clippers. The Celtics, and especially adding Tatum for the next 5 years on a max deal, that's a big one right there.
When you think about the Celtics, though, too, is a lot of teams cannot lose a guy like Gordon Hayward and not feel it. The Celtics are not going to feel any different next year,
yeah,
with or without Gordon Hayward.
That's he definitely was like a huge contributor to that team.
Yeah, I mean they're as deep as anybody.
Definitely, and that's about it for now.
Come on, let's make a splash. Let's make a splash.
I'm not holding my breath, but it would be nice to make to bring in something.
Yeah, we'll see.
Garrett Temple just doesn't really tickle my fancy, I guess.
I've heard rumblings that Anthony Davis wants to play with Kobe White. That's what I hear. But, you know.
Patrick Williams, he's excited.
Yeah.
He's excited about that.
Yeah, and like the young core.
Yeah. But we'll have more NBA free agency updates as we go along here throughout the next is it just go until the season starts pretty much now?
I mean, I think there's like a date where it goes down to like restricted and unrestricted stuff has to be taken care of, but I don't know the exact dates. But yeah, I mean, with the season coming up so fast, don't forget if you're interested in the TCF Fantasy Basketball League, make sure you let us know. We're up to 5 people. We need 3 more. So just shoot us a DM. But yeah, season's coming up here real quick. December 22nd is when they get rolling. So.
Is Nick going to be right the commissioner the of that if he wants to do it?
Either me or Nick are going to do it.
Okay, I love it.
I've already done the field questions about
it. Great. How much cheating is going to happen in this one?
That's true. We'll have to let Nick do it. We can't.
My vote goes with Nick, but that's just, you know.
That's just us.
Oh, don't worry. I am horrible at fantasy basketball, just about as bad as fantasy baseball. So I don't think I have to worry about that. To try and just work. If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to cheat my way out of the last place into second to last place.
I have not done a fantasy basketball league in a long, long time.
It's been 7 years for me.
But, Boomy, you got a wacky web story for us to end the show.
I sure do. And there's 100,000 lunatics out there, apparently, because Royal Caribbean announced that they're going to be doing a free cruise on their lines to test out their COVID protocols. And 100,000 people signed up. Nope. 100,000 people. That sounds great. Oh, it's a free cruise. Yeah, it's really, you know, free and fun until you're, you know, eating, you know, crumbs off the ground after day 66 and when you're quarantined at sea because no country will let you die.
Why would you want to be quarantined at sea? That sounds awful.
100,000 people.
I hate people.
I don't like cruises in the first place, so that's just me.
I've never been on a cruise. I don't think I'll ever probably go on a cruise. I don't like people anymore. I don't like people.
100,000. That is absurd.
Nope.
The COVID cruise 2020, man.
That's a no. Seriously. For me. I mean, that's a no for me.
And if you catch it, you know, hopefully everything works out. But like, what are you going to do? And they said they're going to their private island, which is just north of Jamaica. But what happens when you go to come back and no other country will let you dock because you have like 40 people?
It doesn't matter. It's not just you. It's not just
exactly. You're very
right. If you get it, it's not just you. That's the bottom line. It's not a singular thing anymore. This isn't something that it's just like, it's not just you. That's all I can say.
Amen, Maddie.
But yeah, you will not see me on the COVID cruise.
Yeah, we were not three of the 100,000 that signed up.
Nope. But anything else, boys? A little post show? Anything?
One side thing back on that. If it's free, it's usually got a trap to it. Yes, just remember that. True.
Yeah. That trap just happens to be a very, very contagious virus.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. I'll take a free cruise to Jamaica.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah. So we got nothing, boys?
I don't know. Just this weekend needs to be over.
Okay. Quick week. We got Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yes.
So we'll have.
Go back and check the podcast for.
Yeah, we got Dom Frederick on the podcast. We're talking about Theo leaving.
What a legend. What a great interview. That guy was awesome. Gave us, like, what, probably an hour?
Yeah, I think it was about 45, was 50 minutes.
We talked to him for 40 minutes outside of the interview.
Awesome guy. Yeah. Great guy. Great guy. I love Dom. We have him on the podcast. But we're going to be going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. We're going to be putting out a Wednesday show because of we got college basketball starting Wednesday at 9 a.m. It goes all day, so we'll be doing a preview of that Wednesday morning, and then we'll be taking the rest of the week off, and then we'll be doing a podcast on the weekend. We'll all be doing Thanksgiving, and however that's going to work for everybody.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Are you guys
just family?
Just
the parents and the sister and nephews.
I'm Maggie and myself and my son are all going to be. It's just going to be the three of us at our house. We're making everything, dude. So we're doing the whole thing. I might have to shoot some pictures over to you guys.
Yeah, we
stuff.
Need
to,
that pie. Well, sounds Matt, awesome.
Me and Zach are going to swing by for the apple walnut.
I'm going to be doing, I think I'm going to start the afternoon early football session with some deep fried chicken tenders to just a little appetizer to kick off the afternoon.
Just a little appetizer. I love it. I love it. But I think that's about it for this Monday show. Thank you to Matt Schoolfield at Schools. _01 and Boomy at Boomy TCF. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at @typical_Chicago. Instagram, Facebook, type in Typical Chicago Fans. You can follow us on there. Go over to YouTube and subscribe to the Typical Chicago Fans YouTube page. Morning shows, podcasts, interviews, all that is on there. Then wherever you get your podcasts from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, please just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com, Chicago. I got the shirt on the north side shirt. If you want a shirt just like this, go over to 26shirt.com, Chicago, and use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that's Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Anything else, boys?
Let's have a week.
Nope. Let's do it.
Get better.
Let's have a week. It's Bears Packers week. Let's do it. We got the TCF morning show Monday, November 23rd. We love you all.
Peace.
See ya.